In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday today, the 2nd of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. At the risk of making your already trade-addled brain just a little bit more addled, there is news today of tariffs. Not, however, tariffs that the Trump administration is imposing because it can. No, these are tariffs, 10% on airplanes coming from the European Union, 25% on EU industrial and agricultural products that are going to be imposed, the White House said today, because the World Trade Organization said it was okay. The U.S. won a round at the WTO this morning, a case where the EU was accused of giving unfair subsidies to the European plane maker Airbus. $7.5 billion worth of European Union exports to this country can be taxed, that is per year, to compensate the U.S. for the damage the subsidies have wrought. There is, we should say, a mirror image case being brought by the EU against the United States over Boeing. That one's not resolved yet. But the point is that this brouhaha over airplanes, which took 15 years, count them, 15 years to get resolved, is how trade disputes are supposed to work. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Going to the WTO is like going to court.
It is a legal proceeding, getting information together, compiling your arguments, making the arguments before the different panels.
Nicole Bivens-Collinson is with law firm Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. One country will basically sue another country for breaking trade rules. The WTO decides who wins and then basically awards damages.
They will then render a decision that, you know, we determined that your injury in this case was X amount of dollars, and therefore you, United States or whatever other country, are entitled to take action.
Take action like slapping tariffs on goods from the country that hurt you. That's what happened today between the U.S. and the EU. But the Trump administration, for the most part, has not been settling trade disputes this way. For example, with China.
China obviously was a very different case because the U.S. didn't bring anything to the WTO.
Rufus Yerxa is president of the National Foreign Trade Council and a former deputy U.S. trade representative. With China, the U.S. just basically on its own imposed tariffs. It also on its own imposed tariffs on many countries' steel and aluminum exports. James Backus is professor of global affairs at the University of Central Florida and former chairman of the WTO's appellate body.
Unilateral action leads to the exercise of the rule of power. Reliance on the WTO upholds the rule of law.
And the rule of law, he says, is better for global trade in the long run. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.